Osama bin Laden is back on the air. Al Jazeera TV is playing an audio recording. You may recall his video message last month. It began circulating on the internet, and one of the people who alerted others about it is a South Carolina mom who hunts online for terrorist videos. From member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina, here's Peter Biello.
A typical day for Laura Mansfield starts like this. She wakes up at 6 a.m., makes pancakes for her family, and drops off her 9-year-old son at school. Then she sits at a workstation in her dining room, pushing aside piles of markers, toys, and books. She cracks open her laptop and starts SandSpider, a program she created to locate jihadist videos.
These are videos that have just been announced out of Iraq. When the bin Laden video was announced, it came out the same way. It was a banner about this shape saying that it's going to be coming very soon.
Mansfield squints at the computer screen. At 50, she needs bifocals to read the tiny Arabic letters. She stumbles across a new video that shows a gang of little kids shouting and waving machine guns.
He's basically quoting sayings of the Prophet Muhammad from the Hadith. And then you've got this whole group of kids. They're just little kids. They've all got guns. And they're all shouting Allahu Akbar.
Or God is greater. Mansfield began watching these videos after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. She learned Arabic in the 80s when she lived in Egypt with her husband. She eventually moved back to the U.S. and became a full-time web developer. And during the past year, she's scoured the internet for Al-Qaeda videos.
You become totally immersed in it. The more you learn, the more you want to learn.
Mansfield has turned that knowledge into money. She sells subscriptions to her translations through her website, lauramansfield.com, and has written books of translations, which are bought mostly by students writing master's theses. Mansfield does provide her findings to the U.S. government for free, a service Sean Brimley says is invaluable. Brimley is with the Washington-based Center for a New American Security and is familiar with her work. He says since the 9/11 attacks, the number of freelance translators has swelled.
Laura Mansfield is one of them. You know, people who speak the language, who are familiar with the region, familiar with the culture, are putting themselves out there as people who can offer some sort of net benefit to the intelligence community and indeed the country.
Mansfield even receives fan mail from people thanking her. But online threats from Al-Qaeda have her concerned about her family. She uses the pseudonym Laura Mansfield and says the overseas intimidation is partly why she's moving from South Carolina.
It's not the ones who post the threats that worry me, it's the ones that don't.
She ignores the threats as she signs into a chat room called Ansar. Here, jihadists give live speeches while listeners type messages to one another. She says it's nothing but the same old recruitment pitch. She could listen all day, but she has to pick up her son from school.
Hey. Did you have a good day, sweetie?
Yes.
You got any grades for me?
Back at her house, Mansfield reviews her son's homework and shields his view of the computer. Once he's out of earshot, she says it's safe to scan the internet for the latest from Al-Qaeda. For NPR News, I'm Peter Biello.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.